we're just going to start off really, really broad here. For people who aren't aware, can you just explain the YU Ranch, what you do there?
What we do at the YU Ranch is we raise Texas Longhorn cattle. We raise them under as natural range conditions as we possibly can. And when we process these cattle into beef, we do not first put them in a feedlot. We simply harvest them right out of the pastures. And we wind up with a rather unique product that most people commonly refer to as grass-fed beef. That beef is sold here exclusively at our store on the ranch.
I guess, why was it important for you guys to have that, to have this like grass-fed cattle and to go that route?
Well, a couple things. The first thing is we became early participants in the ALICE program, which has a thriving environmental work in Norfolk County. That made us more aware of the ecological environment that we farm in. Carolinian Canada is a rare and beautiful place with the most biodiversity in Canada. And we thought that we wanted to make sure our farming operation fit in within that. So that means putting grass back on this land was a very good choice. And in fact, we have some native tall grass prairie on top of our regular grassland. So the whole place is covered in grass. And that allows us to build organic matter in our soil, allows us to have homes for birds and bees. And so it's a very, very nice fit. And at the end of the day, for us, it was important to find a niche that we could occupy. There's lots of people that make great AAA beef. So for us to, control our own future, finding this niche was very important to us. Grass-fed beef with this ecological background to it is sort of where we sit.
The name YU Ranch, is there a story behind that?
There is. A lot of people around Norfolk would know that my family is of Hungarian heritage. My grandfather came over in 1928 with a very complicated spelling of the name Gilbazi. Once he saw that he had 12 grandchildren, he led the charge to anglicize the spelling of our name. And the key features that came out was a Y and a U to make it more, when he anglicized the name. And we thought it was a nice testament to his memory and what he gave to us as far as understanding the land and our role as stewards on the land.
And just so I know maybe a bit more about this, so like, why longhorns? Like, what's specifically different about longhorns compared to other forms of cattle?
These cattle have been, they were formed on the western ranges here in North America over 400 years on their own, untouched by man. As a matter of fact, they filled the gap once the buffalo had nearly been eradicated on the western range. That made them unique in a couple of ways. So they're extremely disease-resistant, hard-hoofed, tough cattle that know how to defend themselves. But two things are very appealing to us as ranchers. First, they can calve on their own without any assistance. And the second is they are the most efficient breed as far as converting grass to lean protein that we can use. So it's the ideal grassland breed. On top of the fact that these cattle live quite long compared to normal breeds. So it adds up to a pretty potent package as the right breed to live on these grasslands in Norfolk County.